Well, happy Advent. I have been asked to give you all a little faith talk, but I think Lonnie does these a little better than I do. But anyway, so my personal faith talk, of course, started in Woodstock, Georgia. As Lonnie said, born and raised, and my parents, they got divorced when I was only 4 years old, so I don't remember much about that. But they each remarried someone else, and so our family expanded. During that time, I attended Camp Windshape. It's a camp up at Berry College, and Truett Cathy, the founder of Chick-fil-A, he actually started this camp for orphans at the time, and at that time, it was only for boys. And then many years later, they opened it for girls as well. So I would spend my summers going up to Camp Windshape for 2 weeks and really testing my faith, but learning a lot more about my faith in those summer days, as well as camping out under the stars and learning scripture. Made some wonderful, wonderful friends there. So then getting into high school, I was into sports. I played basketball. I also played volleyball. In fact, I come from a long line of basketball players. In fact, my grandmother was one of the very few women who was on the first national basketball team ever. So, and I have her feet. but I really enjoyed the game. And then I also got involved with theater. And it tends to run in the family with our kids. So they are enjoying that very much as well. Here in Tallahassee, they've continued that. My sophomore year, at the end of my sophomore year, my mother was unfortunately diagnosed with a very rare type of cancer. And it started in her right breast. And in March, in fact, it was just after her birthday, which she and Lonnie share the same birthday. So that's just a nice little treat there. But she went to the doctor and they said, let's just go ahead and have a mastectomy done and we'll just keep track with you and so on and so on. Well, then one night my mom was in bed and turned to my stepdad and said, I think I'm just eaten up with cancer. In fact, I know I am. So more tests were done, and it turns out that it actually had spread everywhere, and they just didn't really know how fast that could have occurred. Again, it's just a very rare type, and with this type, unfortunately, there just wasn't anything they could do. But they had the mastectomy back in March, but it was only May that they found out that it was terminal, and that just happened to be the weekend of our sophomore prom. But I came home Sunday from cleaning up. I was on the Student Government Association and all that, and I knew something was up at the house, just wasn't quite sure what was going on. Doctors were coming in and out. My mom had actually worked for the doctor's office that diagnosed her. So with that, Sunday afternoon, my mom sat me down and said that unfortunately the cancer had spread and that it was terminal. And I lost my mom less than 2 weeks after that. So I guess you can say at that time I was really mad at God. I just went through the emotions. I was so mad at what was going to come. And at one point, within those 2 weeks, I sat in my car. I had run an errand of some kind, and I just sat there at night and I kept saying to God, please take me home. Please just take me home. I just want to go home. And I'm so glad that God does not answer all of our prayers. I learned that the hard way. And then the next morning, she passed. She was ready to go. And it was very peaceful. I just happened to be at her bedside, holding her hand, and just seeing the beauty of peace at that time. So then I just had to figure out life without her. And In doing so, I found a lot of grace. I did find a lot of peace, but I also found a lot of people who were going through the same thing as I did. And that brought some comfort, of course. Well, then I went off to Reinhardt College and met that guy. And he showed me God's love and God's grace. He introduced me to the Episcopal Church. I don't think I mentioned this, but I grew up Baptist. So they say that Baptists make the best Episcopalians. And this is true. In fact, I grew up in a very small Main Street brick building with the Baptist Church in Woodstock. And it just expanded and expanded and expanded. And we actually call it Six Flags Over Jesus now. It's just that big. But it's just where I grew up. But I got to a point to where I wasn't really into it. I wasn't really getting much out of it as well. So when Lonnie introduced me to the Episcopal Church, we found Holy Family in Jasper, Georgia, which is where we ended up getting married, up in the mountains. Beautiful church, absolutely gorgeous. And when you get married to a priest, especially with Lonnie, he can be quite creative with his proposal. So I'm going to tell you a little side story on that. We got time, right? We ended up going to Callaway Gardens, and I always wanted to have a copy of the Book of Common Prayer. Well, it just so happened to be Lonnie's birthday, and so I had a gift for him, and he just happened to have a gift for me. So I thought, oh, okay, that's so sweet. So I opened up the Book of Common Prayer, and I see that my name is engraved on the front, but it said Jessica Whitmire Lacey added to it. And I thought, okay. And he said, well, open it. So I open it up, and it is marked on the page for a blessing of a marriage. And it's the full wedding ceremony there. And the ring was tied to the bookmark. So, And we were right outside the Callaway Gardens Chapel, and we ended up going into the chapel and praying together, and I just knew that God sent him to me. And in that very moment, I knew everything was going to be okay. He brought so much light into my life. God used him to show me grace again. And so... So yes, we got married, if you want to know, and we've been together for 18 years, and during that time, not only falling in love with Lonnie, but I certainly fell in love with the Episcopal Church. And while we were in the Diocese of Georgia, I got very much involved with the clergy spouses, also with the Honey Creek Commission. Honey Creek, if you are not aware, it's like our camp weed here in the diocese. And with the clergy spouses getting together and just having that encouragement and that support and sharing with each other, you know, did this happen to you? Oh, yeah, well, that happened to me too. Well, what did you do about it? Well, I don't know. I just, you know, had a cocktail. So, that's not the answer for everything, I promise. But it was just a wonderful network, a wonderful system to have. And I still, of course, keep in touch with those great, great friends. But along the way, I've certainly learned that God has laughter. And it's okay to smile. It's okay to laugh. It's okay to be cheerful, even when times are hard. I had great family along the way of all my milestones. And God has also shown me that whatever it is that's going on in life, there's always that grace. And I think especially when you become a clergy spouse, you are overwhelmed with it. Grace is one of the gifts that I didn't know that I needed, but that I certainly have a lot of. I also do want to take this time to thank you all so much for your wonderful generosity here. You all have been so hospitable, so welcoming, and we truly, truly feel that you are already family, and we greatly appreciate that very much. So thank you.